From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news by Ray. First, the headlines. Indonesia, among few nations to weather three major crises, said Indrawati. Saudi Arabia summons Swedish charge the affairs of repeated Quran burning incidents. Now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia is among few countries that have managed to recover from global crisis thrice. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said the state treasurer and at the Indonesia Data and Economic Conference hosted by research company Katadata in Jakarta on Thursday. This success is owing to Indonesia's skill in observing and reviewing data as well as learning from its experience. She assured that consistent efforts will be made to maintain the readiness of the state's financial instruments to face future crises. As Indonesia has learned from extensive crises, particularly those affecting its managing crisis, has been proved by the state's consistent economic growth, which crossed 5% during some consecutive quarters. The next news. The 43rd Summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will be held from 5 to 7 September 2023 in Jakarta. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tuku Faizasyah, on Thursday, said the holding of the 43rd ASEAN Summit was managed by National Committee consisting of related ministries agencies, unlike the 42nd Summit in Labuan Bajo, which was held last May. The 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta this coming September will not only be attended by leaders of member countries of the regional organization, but also head of states, governments from ASEAN partner countries. During the upcoming summit, among others, the development and strengthening of ASEAN cooperation with external partners will be discussed. The third news. The National Food Agency supports guaranteeing the safety of food products that are ready for exports in the form of issuing health certificates and container house registrations so that the export process is not disrupted. Throughout 2022, the NFA has issued 620 health certificates for nutmeg, coffee, pepper, and areca nut commodities, whose cumulative export values reaches $65.67 million US dollars. NFA, through the Food Safety competent authority also registers packaging houses for mangosteen, salak snake fruit, dragon fruit, pineapple, porang, which are exported to China with a total export value of $50.98 million, or 41% of Indonesia's total fruit exports. The Indonesian delegation from the Gandrung Dance Studio Jakarta and UKM Rampo Faculty of Cultural Sciences at Gajah Mada University won 11 gold and 7 silver trophies from the 10th ASEAN Arts Festivals in Singapore from 11th to 15th July 2023. Educational and Cultural Attach of the Republic of Indonesia Embassy for Singapore Igak Satria Wibawa told Antara State News Agency on Thursday that Gandrung Dance Studio and UKM Rampo UGM performed contemporary dance, which is part of Indonesia's cultural diversity. Their success shows that Indonesian traditional arts are still in demand among young Indonesian and have a great chance to succeed in the world. The fifth news. Saudi Arabia on Thursday strongly condemned and denounced the repeated and irresponsible action of the Swedish authorities by granting some extremist official permits authorizing them to burn and desecrate copies of the Holy Quran. The Foreign Ministry said in a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs described the move as an act that is systematic provocation of the feelings of millions of Muslims around the world. It added that it will summon the charge of the affairs of the Swedish embassy to hand him a protest note with kingdom's request to the Swedish authorities to take all immediate and necessary measures to stop these disgraceful acts, which violate all religious teachings and international laws and norms. The sixth news. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the world's nation Thursday that the post-Cold War period is over and the world is moving toward a new multipolar era already marked by the highest level of geopolitical tensions and major power competition in decades. He warned that these divisions are undermining the cornerstone of the United Nations, having all countries work together to solve global challenges. His proposed peace agenda urged nations to move toward nimble and adaptable peacekeeping models with exit strategies, and to support peace enforcement action by regional and sub-regional organizations. The final news. Singapore has assembled its youngest team ever for the Netball World Cup in South Africa next week. The country is one of just two Asian teams, along with Sri Lanka, to qualify for the 16th team championship starting on July 28th. The team will kick off its campaign against world number 8 Uganda in their first match. At 28th in the world, Singapore is the lowest ranked team in the tournament, and the young cohort of players are using it as a stepping stone for future glory. The Nations Cup will be held in October this year, with the ASEAN Netball Championship happening next year. And that was the news.
commentary is on U.S.-China restart climate diplomacy. The United States and China are currently re-establishing cooperation to combat global warming through climate diplomacy. These efforts was marked by the visit of the special envoy of the U.S. President for Climate Affairs, John Kerry, from July 17 until 19 to Beijing. According to Antara, in his meeting with the Chinese Presidential Special Envoy for Climate Affairs, Xi Jinhua, in Beijing, China on Monday, John Kerry said it was very important for China and the United States to create real developments. This is related to climate cooperation in the 4 months before the implementation of the Climate Change Conference, which will be held by the United Nations in Dubai from November the 13th until December the 1st this year. The meeting is known as COP28 or the 28th Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, abbreviated as UNCCC 2023. Preventing a global climate catastrophe depends to a large extent on the progress of the cooperation between the United States and China. The two countries are the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases. Therefore, any efforts to address the global climate crisis needs to involve deep emission reductions from both the United States and China. As quoted from CNN.com, China is the first-ranked country that contributes towards greenhouse gas emissions, which is 20.1% in 2021, while the United States is in the second place with 12.67%. During the Barack Obama administration, climate cooperation was a strong part of the U.S.-China relationship. It was seen as of critical in paving the way. It was seen as critical in paving the way for the negotiations and success of the Paris International Agreement on Climate Change. However, under the Trump administration, much of the bilateral climate cooperation was discontinued or reduced. For example, the Trump administration discontinued the U.S.-China Climate Change Working Group, which was formed in 2013. In the Joe Biden administration, climate talk briefly restarted but was halted last year following a visit by then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. Kerry's visit to Beijing this time marks the resumption of official high-level climate diplomacy relations between the two countries. The meeting between John Kerry and Xi Jinhua, as quoted by Antara, aims to restore trust between the two largest emitters of greenhouse gases in the world, whose talks were suspended last year. Trust building is a very important initial step to facilitate a return to bilateral climate cooperation between the United States and China. After trust is built, it is hoped that some of the mechanisms that were built by China when the U.S. was under the administration of Barack Obama can be renewed or reused. In addition, it is hoped that the joint commitment to global climate governance under Paris Agreement can be continued. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with July the 21st, 1947. The Netherlands launches its first military aggression to Indonesia. On July the 21st, 1947, history records that the Netherlands launched its first military aggression against Indonesia, its former colony, which proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945. This military operation was carried out by the Dutch on the islands of Jawa and Sumatra until August 47. The first Dutch military aggression confirmed that the results of the Linggarjati negotiation on March 25, 1947 were no longer valid. The Dutch at that time began to take up arms in a number of areas in Indonesia. The main objective of the first Dutch military aggression was none other than to seize plantation areas and abundant natural resources on Indonesia's soil. The Netherlands called this action a police action and declared it an internal matter to deceive the international community. The number of troops deployed to carry out this aggression reached more than 100,000, equipped with the main tools of sophisticated weapon system. Indonesia considers this action a violation of the Linggarjati negotiations. Switching to 1954, the splitting of North and South Vietnam in Geneva Convention. History also records that on July the 21st, 1954, the population of Vietnam was divided into geographical divisions, namely North Vietnam and South Vietnam. This was inseparable from the existence of the Geneva Convention on July the 21st, 1954. The convention was held after the Indochina War between South Vietnam, supported by France, and North Vietnam, which had the support of China and the Soviet Union. I'll end today in history with July 21, 1983. The temperature at the Russian Vostok Research Station in Antarctic drops to minus 89.2 degrees Celsius. According to history, on July 21, 1983, as the moment when the location with the coldest temperature on Earth was revealed, the temperature reached minus 89.2 degrees Celsius. A number of sources say that Russia's main base station in Antarctic, Vostok, is monitored by satellites to have very low temperatures. The Vostok Research Station is located at an altitude of 3,488 meters above sea level. At that time, it was officially the coldest place on Earth after measuring minus 89.2 degrees Celsius on July 21, 1983. At that time, it was called that the location was one of the most inaccessible and inhospitable places on Earth. Nevertheless, about 35 scientists lived there in the summer with temperatures of minus 31 degrees Celsius. Yet only 13 people or so survived there during the long winter where temperatures reached minus 85 degrees Celsius. That was today in history.
terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang. Enggak. Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya putus asa. Terekam benih semua masalahnya, lebih dari yang secukupnya. Rekam gambar dirimu yang terabadikan bertahun. Putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sirna, mengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya, kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya, semua yang sirna kan kembali lagi. Semua yang sirna kan nanti berganti.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The finance minister explains the resilience of the Indonesian economy in front of G20 countries. The Indonesian economic performance stayed strong amid global economic turmoil. That was stated by Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani in the first session of G20 Finance Minister and Central Bank Governors meeting in Gandhinagar, India on Tuesday. In her official statement, Sri Mulyani explained that 6 consecutive quarters Indonesian economic growth was consistently around 5%. This was quite better than some countries. Sri Mulyani added the combination between fiscal and monetary policies were the key in achieving that, such as through discipline towards fiscal consolidation after the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first session, Sri Mulyani also discussed Indonesian priorities in energy transitions mechanism and pandemic fund, which were the initiative of the G20 presidency last year. Sri Mulyani affirmed the issues will always be brought up by Indonesia in various multilateral forums such as G20 and ASEAN. Later, in the second session, Sri Mulyani also discussed the funding mechanism to realize sustainable development through the energy transition mechanism. Indonesia last year had launched the ETN country platform, which currently had been granted $500 US fund to quicken the closing of two coal-fired power plants with 1.6 gigawatts. And finally, Sri Mulyani also discussed the agenda of India G20 presidency, namely financing cities of tomorrow. She said Indonesia is strongly supporting and appreciating this initiative, especially during infrastructure dialogue. She said that it is important to keep building the world, but at the same time, keep preserving the earth. And that's my Indonesia.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we would like to introduce you to one of the typical dances of Boyolali, Central Java, namely the Bujang Ganong Dance. Bujang Ganong Dance is a type of dance that is very attractive, depicting a character namely Patih Bujang Ganong, who has a strong will, is clever, and also witty. The Bujang Ganong Dance was developed in 1980. The dancers of the Bujang Ganong Dance wear masks with giant faces, bulging eyes, red faces, dreadlocks, and crooked teeth, a condition when the position of the upper teeth is more advanced than the lower teeth, so closing the mouth tightly becomes anything difficult. Listener, this dance is part of the Reog Ponorogo dance. In a performance of Reog Ponorogo, Bujang Ganong is usually performed by two people. This character is always eagerly awaited by the audience, especially children, because of their cuteness. The Bujang Ganong dance in its dance moves displays attractive and extreme acrobatics. In ancient times, when the two groups met during a procession, each Reog group would perform a Bachelor Ganong for an acrobatic duel. Listener, the basic movements of the Bujang Ganong dance include basut, connecting movement for four counts, worship, funny movements or gecul, double jumping, various incenengan or spying movements, lampah telu or treset, bapangan, acrobatics, excitement hit, and double way jump in. When dancing, the Bujang Ganong dancers wear bingle or bracelet or headband on their heads, red vest with black stripes, red and yellow sampur or shawl, ipek timang or belts, stagen, ambong gombyong, pants up to the knees. On the legs, there is clothing covering the public area or embogo gombyong, knee-length pants, high-waisted pants, ankles or bingles. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition, and see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Manu Faisal, see you for the next Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye!
Napas dan kehilangan arah. Tolong, tolong, tolong bantulah aku berdiri tegak dengan dua kakiku.
Hey little baby, kau membuat napas ini lepas dan tak terkendali, tak bernyali.
Tak bernyali.
Mana nyalimu?
Setiap aku mencoba ku di hadapanmu, jantung terasa lepas, napas tak terkendali, nafas menderas sekujur tubuhku. Pasti begini, oh pasti begini. Setiap aku mencoba ku di hadapanmu, kata yang ku siapkan hanya begitu saja. Di depanmu aku seperti tak berarti.
Aku selalu lupa bahwa nyali.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany. VOA listener, engineering faculty team of Surabaya State University in East Java Province, Indonesia, received 7 awards during the 2nd Regional Association of Vocational and Technical Education in Asia Students Innovation Award 2023. The advisor of the engineering faculty team of Surabaya State University, Muhammad Sharifuddin Zuhri, explained that out of 5 teams, 2 of them got bronze medals and all 5 got special awards. The team that got bronze awards and special award best quality is AUDIS, or Autonomous Underwater Drone of Indonesia System. AUDIS is an underwater drone designed to support maritime security. This robot came from the earlier research that joined the National Underwater Drone Contest in 2022. The small and light robot has low production cost. It comes with fiberglass and aluminium cover, with a frame that is claimed to be resistant against impact, pressure, and waves without corrosion, making AUDIS very durable. Listener, the other word is the AUROBOTS, or Autism Therapy Robot System, a humanoid robot designed to help the learning process of children with autism. By using Internet of Things and other tech, this robot is used to improve rehab and early intervention methods for children with autism spectrum disorder. The AUROBOTS was claimed to be able to monitor and observe the development of children with autism to optimize their skills according to their needs. This robot was also programmed based on early intervention, such as in motoric activities. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tapi entah mengapa kau hilang tiba-tiba tanpa saja semua penantianku. Tetapi tiba-tiba lampu handphoneku menyala, tanda sebuah pesan menunggu untuk dibaca. Kau tinggalkan tanda tanya besar, kau tinggalkan sebuah pertanyaan. Apa yang ingin engkau sampaikan? Tanya besar, kau tinggalkan sebuah pertanyaan. Apa yang ingin engkau sampaikan? Berikan aku tanda, berikan aku tanda, berikan aku tanda.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from South Sumatra entitled Cup Ma Ilang. The song is the regional song of Palembang, which is still remembered and sung until now. Cup Ma Ilang narrates a love story. Its lyrics are poems that describe love. Here is Vienna Frediana with the song Cup Ma Ilang.
Cup ma ilang jaga batu. Di mano ko cembelang, di situ rumah aku.
Cup ma ilang jaga batu. Di mano ko cembelang, di situ rumah aku.
Kapal api masuk banyunya tenang jadi gelombang. Oi mak mano, ati dah bimbang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cedera serius. Terima kasih kalian, barisan para mantan, dan semua yang pergi tanpa sempat aku miliki. Tak satu pun yang aku sesali, hanya membuatku semakin satu hal yang aku tahu, terkadang dia juga rindu. Terima kasih kalian, barisan para mantan, dan semua yang pergi tanpa sempat aku miliki. Tak satu pun yang aku sesali, hanya membuatku semakin terwati.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.